Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Ted Rossman's here, senior industry analyst at Bankrate, with the answer on how we feel about tipping. I feel like there is a lot of exhaustion in the world about tipping right now, especially because it seems to be at every one of those machines that they spin around and have you sign, there's an option for tipping. Ted, thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Do we have tip exhaustion here in the United States?
A lot of people do, yeah. 41% say that businesses should pay their employees better rather than relying so much on tips. 32% of Americans say they're annoyed about pre-entered tip screens, like the ones we see at the coffee shop. And 30% say that tipping culture has just gotten out of control.
Yeah. I do like and appreciate that people say, look, it's not that I don't want these people to earn what they should. I just want the company to do it themselves.
There are so many interesting aspects to tipping, because you're right. When you put it that way, a lot of people say, yeah, just pay the workers more. On the other hand, when it comes down to, are we the customer willing to pay higher prices? That's where the rubber hits the road, because there was a famous restaurateur, Danny Meyer, a few years ago, who tried to do away with tipping. And yeah, I think it was well-intentioned. He was saying it's not that fair and equitable, and why don't we just raise prices? We'll give everybody the same amount. It was kind of akin to a tip, basically. But diners couldn't really see past the higher prices, even if that's probably what they should have been paying anyway. Even a lot of staff didn't like it. I think they felt like, hey, I'm a good waiter or waitress. I could make more at the restaurant down the street. Long story short, I think for better or for worse, we are kind of stuck with tipping. And unfortunately, if you're not tipping well, you're really hurting the worker, not the business.
Right, exactly. It's not like you're making a big statement that's going to change society. I think most of us know that, and that's why we tip, because we feel bad for the person that is relying on those tips for any sort of actual real salary. Okay, men or women, who's tipping more?
Women are better tippers, at least in terms of frequency. It's interesting because men are kind of boom or bust tippers. They don't tip as often, but when they do tip, there's more peaks and valleys. You know, like you're more likely to get a really generous tip from a man, but also more likely to get stiffed entirely. That's actually true of young adults as well. Gen Zers and millennials, they don't tip as often as boomers, but they too have some more peaks and valleys.
So they're more erratic. Men in general are more erratic with their tipping and or inconsistent, and it goes up or down. Same with younger people. So are you telling me that the more likely people to tip are older and more likely to be female?
That's exactly right, yeah. And I think what we're getting at, too, are some of the interesting motivations behind tipping. Some of it, of course, is it's expected, right? You go to a restaurant, you should tip 20%. Although, interestingly, even there, only 65% of sit-down diners are always tipping, and only 44% are giving at least 20%. But I think people could do better there. Nonetheless, you know, in terms of the motivations, there's expectation, there's showing off sometimes. Sometimes there's guilt. I mean, that comes into play with those pre-entered tip screens. Starbucks says half of its in-person card transactions involve a tip. I have to think a good number of those are people that feel guilty hitting no tip with the cashier looking right at them, because people grumble about it behind the scenes. And right, they're like, hey, this is kind of annoying, but they may tip anyway.
You broke this out into like seven different categories, maybe more than that, in terms of percentage of U.S. adults who always leave a tip in these industries or workplaces. Before we dive into a couple specific ones, I want to just point out, at least as how I'm looking at it, in 2023, all of them are lower than they were in 2021. Is this an inflation thing?
I think so. Yeah, I think inflation has really hit tipping over the past year. For example, last year, 66% always tipped their hairstylist or barber. Now it's 53. That was the most notable drop. Restaurant tips, 73% always tipped last year. Now it's 65. Some of this is inflation. Some of it is a continuation of an existing trend that we've really seen a downtick really every year since 2019. So it even predates the pandemic. Remember in 2020, everybody had this groundswell of enthusiasm for service industry workers during COVID, and they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to tip more. maybe that happened briefly, but it hasn't lasted.
Right. And the 331 just texted that in. The 847 wants to know, what about tipping Uber or Lyft drivers? How often do we do that?
Only 40% always tip their taxi or rideshare driver. That's another one that I think should be a lot higher.
Yeah.
I really think that taxis and rideshares, food delivery, getting your hair cut, going to a sit-down restaurant, I feel like all of those we should be tipping about 20%. Some of the other stuff I think is optional, like the coffee shop or the food truck. Or, you know, I got asked to tip recently at a self-checkout at Newark Airport. I said no to that one.
Especially you did it yourself. I mean, come on, what are you doing here? I'm actually surprised. I'm not surprised that the sit-down restaurant servers are tipped most frequently. I'm a little surprised that 35% of us don't always tip servers at sit-down restaurants. What are you doing?
I know. That one is particularly disappointing. I feel like that is one of those social norms that we should be tipping. But believe it or not, only 35% of Gen Zers always tip at a sit-down restaurant.
What?
Only half of millennials do. It's 80% of Gen X and 83% of boomers. So there's definitely something going on with young adults there.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that. But good on boomers and Gen X. I'm a little embarrassed for my fellow millennials that only half of us are tipping a sit-down restaurant. One of the more controversial ones, controversial is maybe not the right word, but if you pick up takeout food, I always leave like a dollar or two. I don't do like a full 20% or anything like that because I went and picked it up, but I always feel like giving something for the cook. Are people, I was about to say, are people as generous as me? Are other people doing that too, I should say?
You're in the minority there. Only 13% always tip for takeout. I feel like this was much more common in 2020 when sit-down dining went away for a while and takeout was kind of the only game in town. But I feel like for the most part, if you're just picking up a to-go order, most people are not tipping for that.
Yeah. Ted, it's a really interesting read. People can go to bankrate.com to read more. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
All right.